Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. Chaos erupts at Bridgetown Saturday Market. Saturday markets were a long-established tradition where the enslaved were permitted as entrepreneurs to be a part of this weekly economic activity. In later years, both urban and rural enslaved or apprenticed dwellers were allowed to operate, and in some instances, on the behalf of their owners. Those who were thrifty used this to augment their basic needs, as the meager allotments of their owners were unarguably scarce and insufficient to adequately meet their needs. So on this day, August 27th, in the year 1834, an article in the Barbadian drew attention to an incident that occurred in Bridgetown, which in turn focused attention on the operations and activities of the formerly enslaved or apprenticed persons on the streets of the city. This altercation brought scathing criticism and ridicule on the black population, who were viewed as the chief offenders. So, it was bacchanal in town. According to the details in the newspaper report, Thomas Green, a police officer, found a goat loose in the market and took it to the station. Beniba, the apprenticed laborer of Mr. John P. Maynard, who was pregnant, subsequently turned up at the station to claim the goat, and the policeman refused to deliver the animal to her unless she paid him a quarter of a dollar, which she declined to do. Sometime later, on information that she had been verbally abusing him, he approached her, and she instantly commenced abusing him, upon which he seized her to carry her to prison. She then severely bit him on the hand. They scuffled, during which he drew her to him and struck her in the abdomen with his knee. It is then that Beniba threw Green to the ground and fell on him. The assembled mob jumped into the fray, and according to the report, and I quote, would have murdered Green but for the interference of Constable Perryman and Policeman Elder, who with much difficulty rescued him, end quote. Perryman was subsequently arrested and jailed on account of having provoked the situation by having, quote, interfered with the woman to redress his own wrong without her at the time doing anything contrary to the peace, end quote. He was later released as a doctor certified that Beniba was in no immediate danger. The constable was, however, expected to remain available to appear whenever required. On this day, August 27th, in the year 1834, another write-up in the Barbadian on the incident described this street scene as quote-unquote disgraceful and disgusting, and issued sound advice. The contributor called for, quote, the better regulation of the marketplace on Saturdays, when so vast a mass of country Negroes are intermingled with the town hucksters and the servants of families going to market, end quote. The writer also called for increased police presence and directly cautioned the police officers, quote, to keep a strict guard over their tempers, to be patient under provocation, but firm in the execution of their duty, not regarding color, rank, or station when the law is to be maintained. Remember, Saturday markets were a tradition, and Bridgetown, being a major, vibrant, lived-in port city, the hustle and bustle was not out of the ordinary, as people from all races and classes operated within that space. However, the newspaper report would suggest that chaos was also often a part of the activities there, causing pandemonium to erupt.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.